proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session. We continue looking at the various invitations in the Bible which God extended to people. Today's program deals with an invitation to receive His cleansing. Among the offers that God made to people are some in which He called upon them to adopt new attitudes. He also solicited them to adopt new courses of action and changes of behavior. Those who responded favorably to God's various summonses would receive His blessings for doing so. After inviting people to repent of their transgressions, God invited them to receive His cleansing from sin. Isaiah cited this appeal from God in the first chapter of his book, where God told the erring Jews of Isaiah's day to, quote, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Unquote. In the sixth chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, he described how he, Isaiah himself, had accepted that offer by God, and how, as a consequence, he received divine cleansing by God for his sin. Here's how the prophet described his experience, quote, "Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged." Unquote. In this account of Isaiah's cleansing, we note three primary components involved in how God cleanses people from sin. First and foremost, we learn that God initiated the process of cleansing. The narrative in Isaiah 6 did not indicate that the prophet had to approach God. Rather, God dispatched one of the seraphims surrounding him to begin the process of cleansing Isaiah. Moreover, Isaiah experienced great personal pain through the process of God's cleansing him. A person's pride will suffer whenever that individual is forced to admit that he or she can do nothing on their own to make themselves acceptable in God's sight. Finally, God's cleansing of Isaiah proved to be effective. The prophet did not need another act of God to keep himself clean. As the author of Hebrews chapter 10 put it, quote, "We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all," unquote. Now, this does not mean that individuals have no responsibility to avoid moral defilement. People who have been saved by God and cleansed by God need to keep themselves pure in the sight of God and need to avoid sin. The author of Psalm 119 explained how to do so. Quote, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Unquote. The New Testament writers exhorted their readers about the need to keep themselves clean. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, for instance, Paul encouraged the Corinthian believers, quote, "Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Unquote. Living uprightly is a necessity, but it does not negate the necessity for God's cleaning. The Bible contains numerous promises related to divine cleansing. Perhaps the most precious of these, for believers in Jesus Christ, occurred in the first chapter of 1 John. Quote, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Unquote. This verse indicates that God will cleanse Christians from their sins and that that cleansing will be effective. Those who receive this cleansing become vessels, fit for their master's use. They will not have their consciences reproach them, and they will glorify God, being shown as vessels of good works. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.